emotion you felt when you know they all came to this consensus that you're not going to be served?
Frustration, but I didn't give up. My knee felt great. I didn't think it was too severe, and the way I went down is something that you know, I've been training. I put myself through whole, you know, different types of workouts to make sure I was prepared for this day. But it was just bad timing, and you know, thank God that you know all the doctors agreed to clear me, and you know, I'm able to come back and rehab and have a chance at the season.
When did you actually get that news that you know you're cleared?
It was hard, you know, because I went met with my doctor in L.A., and he thought, you know, I didn't need surgery. He thought the ACL was still intact. The MRI came out negative, but, you know, it just felt a little bit weird. And then we all agreed that Dr. Andrews would pretty much have the last word and went to see him, and, you know, he didn't see a problem with it.
So when you fly back from Florida, what's your feeling?
Man, just relief. You know, it still hasn't hit me yet. You know, it's still frustration because I prepared for this day. But God has a plan for me. It's all about timing, and I have full belief in Ronnie Barnes and his staff that they're gonna, you know, take care of me and get me ready for my return. You know, I don't know when that's gonna be. I'm just gonna, be, you know, be nipping at the bits, trying to get ready.
When you left here, how do you strike the balance between getting ready and rehabbing without having any setbacks? How do you strike that balance?
I don't plan on having more setbacks. I think this was just a minor scare more than anything. Just got to give it time, let it heal, and use my time to place my focus in other aspects to, you know, start preparing for my other opponents, start game planning against the NFC East, and, you know, little stuff like that because, you know, training camp is pretty much done for me.
When you left here, there were a lot of grim faces,
yeah.
Somber tones.
Yeah.
They didn't say, you know, he's done for the year, but their expressions seemed to. When you left here, did you agree with that? Did you think this might be it?
Not at all. I stayed positive, kept my faith strong. You know, I never got mad. You know, last year I was mad. I was upset. I was just frustrated, you know, because, you know, I prepared for this moment. I wanted to come to training camp and, you know, start playing football again, you know, work on my technique, show my teammates and myself that, you know, the Giants made the right choice. And they still have. And, you know, I still have the opportunity. So, you know, I thank God for giving me another opportunity. And I'm just, you know, happy to be back.
So why, when you left here, it seemed like the Giants were not thinking that, you know, this was going to be a good outcome?
Just, you know, the odds were stacked up against me. But, you know, when you got God in your corner, you know, everything is can go right. And that's exactly what happened. And, you know, I wasn't obviously they didn't rule me out. But, you know, I had a lot of, you know, things stacked up against me to, you know, say that, you know, he might be done for the year.
When you left here, what was that? What did the Giants see that the other two opinions did not see?
It wasn't that the Giants see anything different. It was just that, you know, when you compare the MRIs as a knee, as the week went on, the knee didn't swell up anymore. It actually went back down. So it was like, well, if he tore his ACL, it would be swelling up a lot with all the flying and traveling. And, you know, the strength was still there. I never had any pain, any weakness or anything. So they came to consensus that, you know, there's no reason to go in there and scope to, you know, find out if there's anything wrong. There's no reason to, you know, put them on IR and, you know, reconstruction. You know, let's just see what happens with rehab because everything else around it is doing pretty well.
Can you say what exactly they think happened? Did they think it was stretched or
aggravated? That's the best way to put it. And an ACL is so simple. It's either working or it's not. And mine is still working. So, you know, thank God, you know, something happened, but which caused it to swell. They thought it might have been a bone bruise or, you know, who knows what it could have been. But, you know, I guess the basic definition is that I aggravated it.
But no, like, partial tear?
No, not at all. If it's torn, it's torn, regardless. ACL is either working or it's not.
So you had an MRI with at HSS and then one with Dr. Andrews?
No, I didn't get – no, I got one MRI. The MRI came out negative.
Oh, so they just only looked at one MRI.
Yeah, and the ACL was still intact on the MRI, but the way it felt in their hands, which is a true test, it felt a little bit looser compared to what it was just a couple of days ago. That's why Dr. Warren was so concerned, but ultimately Dr. Ting, my doctor in California, would know best since he did my surgery and was a guy that I was checking with the whole time throughout my rehab.
So, Terrell, it was just the swelling. You never really had any pain. It was just the swelling.
You know what? When it first happened, it just felt weird, you know. I went through walkthroughs that day, jogged around, cut on it, felt fine, woke up, had a little swelling. Okay, let's get an MRI. MRI came out negative, but obviously, you know, when they played with it a little bit, it felt a little bit different. Got on the plane, swelled up a little bit, but that next morning the swelling went down. And going forth, I don't have any swelling right now. No, and I never had pain, and that's weird. You know, if you really did some damage to your knee.
Terrell,
What do you hope to accomplish in rehab? Is it just strengthening or what?
Yeah, pretty much just letting it scar up, letting it tighten back up, and just, you know, kind of just letting Mother Nature take place. My leg is still strong, but, you know, it's time to kind of take a couple steps back in the rehab and, you know, build up on top of that.
Do they give you any time frame of how long rehab will take?
I think it's all dependent on my leg. I think it's something that can be 3 weeks or something that can be 8 weeks, to be honest with you. I think the Giants going to be very precautious. I think it's smart, you know, being that it's, you know, I re-aggravated it. And, you know, I think the big picture is a long run, the rest of the season, get into the playoffs and not starting the week one.
So you think, you know, week one is not something you really...
No, it's definitely in my eyes. You know, I'm a competitor. You know what I mean? If I can get out there, I'm going to be out there. But I'm not going to jeopardize my career or the rest of the season, and I don't think the Giants want to do that as well.
Do you feel strongly, though, that, you'll get back sooner rather than later, knowing how you
Yeah, without a doubt.
And do you think there'll be any hesitancy?
I think it comes natural. I mean, you know, at first when I came in here, I was very confident in myself. I put myself through a lot of different workouts, in sand, on turf, on grass, trying to fatigue as much as possible so I can know what I can endure. And, you know, it was just bad timing, you know, what happened. So I think it's going to take time in my rehab process to start building that confidence and that strength back up. And once I'm ready, you know, I'll be out there.
When you say take a step back, think you may have pushed it a little too hard at all?
Not at all. Not at all. When my back locked up on me for whatever reason that first day, honestly, when we look back at everything, I think that's the ultimate reason why, I re-aggravated it. But when you analyze the practice film and you look how I felt, it wasn't severe at all. There's no reason why, you know, I should have, you know, stretched it or did anything. I think, you know, my back was just off, my alignment, and like I said, it was just bad timing.
So you think the back contributed to it?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay.
And so what kind of reaction did you get when you came back here yesterday?
Smiles. You know, everybody's relieved. I was a big time player for us. They made strides, and anytime you can get a guy back from IR the next year, it's big. And it was just saddening. I think everybody felt, you know, sorry for me. What I've been through. Very hard worker, very humble, and it sucks. But you know, when I came back, you know, before I left, I just told everybody, you know, it's okay. Try to give them a, you know, positive feed. And you know, this is the NFL. You know, a lot of guys got to step up, and you know, it's good for the younger guys to get the reps. You know, I wish I was out there, but it's good for them as well.
Is it fair to say that when you left here to go to California, your mind was very heavy with the possibilities?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't want to go back to California. I told my mom, I said, I don't want to go back. You know, I just left there. You know, I love being out there. I get a chance to be with my daughter a lot more, but I definitely love playing for the New York Giants and playing football. This is my life. This is my dream. And, you know, I worked really hard for this date to come back, you know, from an injury that's, you know, so severe. And, you know, just had a little setback, and that's how I'm looking at it.
So what's the next step for you now?
Rest, rehab, and gradually start building on it. Like I said, there's no timeline. It's all based on my knee, how it builds over time. We really haven't, you know, set forth a plan of exactly how we're going to attack it. But right now, I'm just building everything else around it.
Because of this aggravation, are you at any higher risk to re-injure it at some point during the season?
I don't think so. I think if it heals naturally like it should, and I get everything else strong, I think I'll be good to go.
So when you say rest, you're not doing a lot now, or is it like stuff in a pool?
Yeah, just alternate, no impact. You know, I don't want to fatigue it at all. You know, you kind of just want to, you know, give it a time to calm down, you know, let your knee, you know, pretty much let it heal and build everything around it, you know, my glutes, my hamstrings, my quads, and all that.
All stuff that you're familiar with.
Yeah, exactly.
When you walked up here, you looked pretty good. I mean, is it, you know, the only thing that's slowing you down is the fact you couldn't compete on a field? I mean, in the sense of...
I'm pretty sure I can go out there and run in practice right now, but I don't think it would be the smartest thing. So I think right now, since, you know, I did re-aggravate it, you just want to give it a chance to heal. And, you know, I think the big picture is a season, you know, not week one, or maybe week one. You know, you never know how this thing's going to heal. But as of right now, you know, we're just taking everything slow.
Do you have any insurance policies where if you... kind of do too much, they can sit there and say, well, we're not going to honor the insurance policy? Is there something you have to worry about with that?
I did that in college. I don't know about the NFL. You're talking about Lloyd's in London. Yeah, that was a waste of money.
So the 3 or 8 weeks, that's just in general. That's not necessarily...
I think that's just... Take, yeah, that's just in general.
Could take,
you know,
weeks, and, could take 8 weeks.
Yeah, know. Typical, you know, when you have this type of injury. Like I said, I don't know the full details. I never heard of anybody... really aggravating their ACL, stretching it out, and you know, kind of having a timeline. It's not like, you know, I tore my MCL and it takes 4 weeks to heal. You know, I truly don't know. I think it's really based on how I feel, how my knee feel, and how it reacts to the rehab, how, you know, while it increases throughout the weeks.
Do you have any doubt that you can play again this season?
Not at all.
And they told you that they fully expect you to be able to play?
Yeah.